First 20 minutes are in the books.
Right to the rim, up too short.
Oh, put back on Nate Austin. Oh, my. Nate filling and flushing.
The second half of BYU basketball is next on KSL News Radio and the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
First possession for the Cougars here at half number two underway as BYU turns it over from a right block position to the left wing, and MVSU trailing by 12, 44-32 has the ball in the Delta Devil front court, going away from us to our left. BYU right to MVSU right to left in the second half, and BYU in white going left to right here in half number two. The Delta Devils in their green road unis down a dozen, 44-32, 10-second shot clock here on their first possession of half number two, and it ends in a three-point make. And the Delta Devils are within 9, 44-35.
Here
early in the second half, it's Damian Young with a three-pointer. He's got 11, his third three of the night.
Yeah, mistake there from Emery. And here's a drive to the hoop, scored for Kyle Davis.
Runner with the right hand at the rim. Took a little contact,
yeah,
no call. 46-35, BYU by 11. MVSU basketball in front court. They play it around the perimeter to the right wing to Kylan Phillips. Left wing Damian Young, and left corner now to Vaisha Vaughn. Vaisha to the free throw line. Angle right, another three, and good again. Damian Young has four threes and now 14 points to lead all scorers in this game. I did not think the game's high score would come from Mississippi Valley State. Right now that is the case. Chase Fisher will drive it to the baseline left as the Delta Devils are within 8 at 46-38. Another turnover. Kylan Phillips driving it down. Stripped by Nick Emery, who saves the basket at the other end.
Well, Fisher driven baseline. He got triple team. Nowhere to go. If he could have somehow managed to get it out of that, it would have been an easy basket for BYU. But he tries to throw it back to half court and gets stolen away.
Delta Devils likely to keep feeding Damian Young now with four threes, 4 of 5 from distance. MVSU inbounds it all the way to the BYU end line. BYU 46 and MVSU 38. This Delta Devils team has lost games this season by 34, 39, 46, and 1. The one-point loss came at Clune Arena. Delta Devils in front court. MVSU far sideline. Kylan Phillips with a 10-second shot clock. Phillips backs it up near the timeline. Gets a high screen by Vaisha Vaughn. Phillips then takes to the end line. Deflected out of bounds with a 1 second shot clock. MBSU is going to inbound with 1 second on the shot clock. And 17:56 on the game clock. BYU 46, MBSU 38.
Sure they catch it out of the paint going away from the hoop.
And Young, three-pointer left corner. Oh. Got it again with the shot clock expiring. 17 shots for Damian Young. He's got 9 here in the second half on threes. And then Corbin Kafusi chance for a three-point play at the other end. Gets down floor, takes it low block left, goes up and in, squeezes it home. The foul to Jabari Alex is first. But 48-41 the score right now. And it was a five-point game a second ago after the three-point make by Damian Young.
One guy gets hot, can change, especially with the three-point line out there. That looked like a pretty good D's fadeaway three from the corner, but problem was it was Young. There's a tip-in off the miss for Davis.
Kafusi misses the free throw, and Davis tips it in, so a four-point possession for BYU. And 49-41 the score, 17:35 to play here in Provo. For KD, that's 9. Emery, 13. Kafusi, 11. KD, 9. And 17 for Damian Young, who's gotten hot as MVSU travels on the front court with 17:27 to play and gives it away back to BYU. Turnovers even now, 9 apiece in this one.
Well, all five guys need to be guarding Damian Young at this point. He's on fire, so you got to know where he's at and make sure you stop him. No matter what else happens, don't let him get a good look.
He has all the Delta Devils scoring here in the second half on three threes. Off the curl, Chase Fisher, way too strong on his three. Slaps off the window, and Vaisha Vaughn to front court, drives around Emery, kicking the corner right wing to Phillips. Phillips steps back to the arc right side. Up top, Matlock, and a hand back to Phillips. Angle left, Damian Young. Collinsworth looks at him as Young goes over the shoulder. The pass to Matlock, a drive and a kick up high to Vaisha Vaughn. Vaisha Vaughn leans in, a little too strong, offensive rebound. And what do they call, loose ball foul, I think, in the fight for the rebound by Michael Matlock.
Yellow push in the back there on BYU's big man and got the rebound, but there's a reason he got the rebound. A forearm shiver to the back of Davis.
So two fouls on the Delta Devils here in the second half. BYU without a foul. 50 out of 41. BYU's lead 9 has been as high as 17. Left corner Fisher goes right beneath the basket to Davis. Davis is bumped before he can get a shot up. Another foul on MVSU, and that'll be on Phillips. Kylan Phillips is first, and the Delta Devils third. Kyle Collinsworth baseline send into the left of the BYU standard. 16:40 to play here in Provo. Full shot clock for the Cougs. Collinsworth lobs it high to Kafusi at 25 feet. Corbin back to the basket. Sends to Fisher at 35. A jump pass by Emery to Corbin. Mid-post right. Travel on Kafusi. And turnover number 10 on BYU. 9-point lead for BYU at 50-41 with 16:33 to play here at the Marriott Center.
Well, they attacked that well. Actually had a 3-on-2 in the half-court set with Corbin. He just got excited because he knew he had an advantage and shuffled his feet.
Third straight game of double-figure scoring for Corbin Kafusi. 11 here tonight. BYU's lead 9. Straight away to Jay Henry, to Vaisha Vaughn, and now short corner right. They go to Matlock. Hands to the cutting Damian Young. He's blocked at the rim. They call the basket good. Goaltending is called. 50-43. So count the bucket. 7-point lead for BYU. 16-16 to play here in Provo. And Damian Young now with 19 points without the benefit of a free throw. Kafusi's triple team knocks a man over as he goes right to the rim and missed it off the back iron. Rebounded by the Delta Devils. Right at the rim. Somehow it missed off the back iron. MVSU in front court. Phillips. Angle left. Vaisha Vaughn. Vaisha holds it at his belt. Gives to Phillips near the timeline. 15-second shot clock. 15:45 on the game clock. Timeout coming on the dead ball. BYU by 7, 50-43. Timeout called by Coach Andre Payne. Full timeout were taken with 15:43 to play here at the Marriott Center. BYU 50, MBSU 43 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day, and before you know it, it starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. 3.
Got it! BYU by 9!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
To the traditional steakhouse, farewell. You were good to our forefathers with your dress codes, dim lighting, starch napkins, and that crumb scraper thingy. You'll be missed by some. But then there's the rest of us who prefer the new steak boss wraps from Taco Bell with a double portion of juicy marinated steak layered with your choice of guac and salsa or potato and bacon, then grilled to go. Goodbye, steakhouse. Hola, Taco Bell. For a limited time, double portion of steak as compared to the 1.5-ounce steak soft taco.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, Damian Young has the last 14 points for Mississippi Valley State, which trails the Cougars by a score of 50-43 with 15:40 to play here in Provo. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Cougars lead as large as 17, down to 7.
It's fitting that a guy named Damian playing for the Devils would be the guy that's hurting you.
Yeah, it was a bad omen when he made his first three here tonight. Kylan Phillips with a three-second shot clock. Drives and floats mid-post left. No good. Then slapped out of bounds by the Delta Devils. 15:33 to play. And the second timeout comes right now. We'll still take it again. We're back with more. BYU 50 and MVSU 43 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a beat poet. Name your price. A tool, an idea, an inspiration to do more than just say what you want to pay. Oh, no, but to see the options that could fit your budget. Steve, enough bongos.
Find car insurance that fits your budget at progressive.com.
Makes me want to dance. Steve!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Taco Bell would like to remind you that getting a breakfast burrito from a burger place is like getting a surfboard from a frame store, which is like getting a picture frame from a kayaking guy, which is like getting a river tour from a blacksmith, which is like getting a breakfast burrito at a burger place. Instead, you should get the Grande Scrambler at Taco Bell. It's loaded with your choice of bacon, sausage or steak, fluffy eggs, crispy potatoes, pico de gallo, and more. It's like buying a breakfast burrito from a burrito place, and that just makes sense. Taco Bell. Wake up. Live mas. Order now at thenewtacobell.com. At participating locations, served during breakfast hours.
Cleon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. Four other West Coast Conference teams playing tonight. Cal State Northridge playing at Loyola Marymount. And the Lions have a 45-39 lead with 15:50 left in the second half. UCSB playing at USF, and that game's going to be coming up a little bit later tonight. Pepperdine hosting or playing against Drake in the Gulf Coast Showcase, and Drake has a 60-53 in that game. All right, let's go back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
I was thinking it was Drake night at the Raptors game tonight against LeBron and the Cavaliers. Different kind of Drake. But
every night is Drake night at Toronto.
Up in Toronto, yeah. 50-43, BYU leads Mississippi Valley State, and the Cougars have possession in front of us, the BYU front court directly in front of us here in the second half as BYU goes left to right here in half number two. Nick Emery passes off to Chase Fisher, left wing straight away. Nick back to Chase, thought about the three, fakes it, now takes it and misses it. Rebound tapped by Kafusi. To the corner, Kafusi and a Delta Devil go to the ground, fighting for the ball, and a tie-up is called.
Wow, great hustle from Corbin. I don't know how he didn't get a foul there, and Mississippi Valley State player on the floor is wondering how it didn't happen either.
Alternate possession will go to the Delta Devils as
he's bleeding from his mouth a little bit.
Michael Matlock got a little banged up during that tussle for the ball at the far sideline as he and Kafusi went to ground. A little cut lip for Matlock. He'll check out. 15:09 to play here at the Marriott Center. Chase Fisher, 6 points on 2 for 6 from three. So it just hasn't happened yet for Chase really this year from distance. Now 6 for 25 from the arc this season.
A pretty good look there. And he didn't take it, put it on the floor, and actually dribbled into the defense a little bit and made it a tougher shot.
BYU's leading scorer, Nick Emery, 13 points to go along with 6 assists. Kyle Davis will check out. Nate Austin in. So it's Emery, Fisher, Collinsworth, Austin, Kafusi. BYU's lead down to 7. Rashawn Searles out front. Bounce pass on the wing left side to Marcus Romaine. Romaine goes to Latrell Love on the base left. Shot missed. Offensive rebound by the Delta Devils. The foul is on MVSU, and it's Michael Matlock, who just got hit in the face a minute ago. It's called for the loose ball foul. Team foul number 4 on MVSU. BYU yet to foul here in the second half. It's been almost 8 minutes since someone other than Damian Young has scored for the Delta Devils. He's got 19 to lead all scorers. From the right junction, Collinsworth spins low and hands low to Austin. Austin banks and scores off the assist from Kyle Collinsworth. BYU by 9, 52-43.
I give the ball to Kyle at the high post. He's got a lot of tools there, a lot of options. Nice jump off to Austin.
Isaac Williams jumps a pass in the right corner to Latrell Love. Skips it left wing to Searles. Searles left corner Williams. Williams looks for Matlock, posting up on the taller Kafusi. They stay outside the perimeter. On the right wing, Marcus Romaine. Romaine turns on Collinsworth, and what's the call? Foul on Kyle. Got a hand on Romaine, so it's foul against BYU. Fans feel the excitement of game day every day in a Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com for great offers on America's most exciting lineup. Innovation that excites. 14-14 to play in the game here at the Marriott Center. BYU by 9, 52-43. Latrell Love backing Kafusi down low, and jump hook off the window goes.
Love's got some nice moves himself down low. He's undersized, but nice spin move that time.
9 for Love, 7-point game. Kafusi, left block, out to Nick for 3. Pulls, fires, misses. Offensive rebound, Nate lost it, couldn't squeeze it. And Michael Matlock secures for MVSU. Outlet Searles, front court, left side.
It's like sure offensive rebounds for BYU. They're just not corralling it.
Romaine thought it might have been fouled in the three-point attempt. It's missed. Offensive rebound put back by Matlock.
It happened defensively that time. Corbin had it and somehow lost it.
It's a five-point game, folks. 52-47. Emery, left corner, Collinsworth. Drives, hangs, hits off the window. BYU needed that. We'll call that a State Farm drive of the game. Double check from Kyle Collinsworth. Brought to you by State Farm. No matter where you are in life, we can help you protect what matters most. Learn more at statefarm.com. BYU by 7, 54-47. Latrell Love leans into Kafusi, banks, and scores again. That's 11 for Love. It's a five-point game again, Matlock. 54-49.
Yeah, Young went out. Now it's Love's
Emery,
turn, I guess.
It's Kyle's turn. Drives down the lane left side. The layup goes for Kyle. So he's getting hot as BYU pushes the lead back to 7.
Left corner, Collinsworth.
Got to get a stop. Drives, hangs, hits off the window. BYU needed that. We'll call that a State Farm drive of the game. 86% from the free throw line. Shooting better than their profile tonight.
Sometimes Young Love hurts, Greg.
That's true. He needed that. In the paint.
Jeez.
Jump hook there by the smaller Marcus Romaine, and he's got 8.
I need to turn up the volume defensively, just kind of dull out there right now, laid back.
56-51, BYU's lead again down to 5. Touch pass from Kyle out to Chase. Chase, 3. Yes, Chase Fisher, angle right, knocks it down from distance. And BYU's up 8, 59-51. Back and forth we go, makes and makes on either side. As Searles goes right wing, Isaac Williams. Jordan Chapman will be coming in. Bree brought in and asked to defend on the perimeter. Free throw line jumper by Isaac Williams is missed. Rebounded by Nate Austin. Outlet Collinsworth. Kyle. Right wing Chase. Chase drives into Williams on the baseline. Cuts it off right block. Kyle straight away. Collinsworth, that is. Starts a bounce. Backs it up toward the timeline. 15-second shot clock, 11:45 game clock, BYU by 8. Nick Emery, one-handed scoop to Collinsworth. A crossover, takes his man low, gets right to the rim, gets foul, and will shoot free throws after this.
Turn up the volume.
11:37 to play. Free throws for Collinsworth. Going up high, Chase, BYU 59. Down Mississippi Valley State 51 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hey, college hoops
down to
fans.
5. Touch pass
if
from
there's
Kyle
anyone
up,
that
Chase,
knows
Chase,
how to assist their team
three,
to a victory,
yes. Chase,
it's
Fisher,
you.
Chase,
you guys
Chase,
may know how to fuel
Kyle
your starting
Chase,
five, but even the
Kyle
best assisters need assistance.
Touch pass from Kyle
That's
up,
why
Chase,
State
Chase,
Farm is here to help.
Three, yes.
So,
Chase
paint
Fisher,
your face,
angle right,
stomp your feet,
from distance.
And get ready
touch
to give your
Kyle
team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Kafusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkerama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles they're a surprise because stuff gets in them like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkerama.
Left corner.
Let's hear it. Crossover.
Left corner. Collinsworth drives, hangs, hits off the window. BYU
rolls,
needed that.
Give and goes and three pointers from way downtown. Let's hear it from basketball and the sweet squeak of sneakers on the floor. From pickup games to big games to friendly games of horse in the driveway.
Right.
From all of us at Shields, keep hustling and enjoy. Shields, we're right there with you and right there in Sandy at 114th and State Street.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats. And the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Well, BYU has led from the get-go in this one. Leads right now 59-51 over Mississippi Valley State. Last time the Delta Devils came here 5 years ago, they scored 36 for the game. 51 with 11:37 remaining in this game. BYU Basketball presented in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Authentic Central Texas right here in Utah County. Bam Bam's does barbecue the way you like it. Low and slow. Bam Bam's. Located at 1708 South State Street in Orem. BYU led by Nick Emery's 13 points. He has 6 assists. Kyle Collinsworth, 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 4 steals. He's at the free throw line for 2 as we come back in and misses free throw number 1.
Yeah, no points for Nick in the second half, though. And Kyle's taking over a little bit here. He's got the last 4 points and looking to make it 5, and he does.
Makes the second of 2. BYU's lead 9. 60-51. Large lead for BYU's been 17. Mississippi Valley State will go home for a brief Thanksgiving pit stop and back out on the road. 14 straight games away from home to open the season for the Delta Devils. Latrell Love shoots it from his hip, swooping into the middle of the paint, missed it, rebounded by Collinsworth, who's held by Latrell Love. That'll be foul number 6 on the Delta Devils to only 1 for BYU. Non-shooting at the sideline. BYU will send in right near the timeline. BYU's lineup as Collinsworth, Emery, Chapman, Eights, Austin. Jamal into Kyle Collinsworth. Right wing Chapman straight away to Jamal. Now Nick on the angle left. Dribble handoff to Kyle. Collinsworth to the left junction. Shoots from there. It's an air ball. May have gotten touched. Jamal Eights tried to save in at the end line, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be MBSU basketball. So we have 11:08 to play here at the Marriott Center on this Thanksgiving Eve. 60-51, BYU by 9. Next up for BYU, Belmont. Saturday night, a much sterner offensive test. Delta Devils have done okay for themselves here tonight. Right wing Rashawn Searle stripped by Emery, but then it bounced off the official, took away a breakaway layup for Emery. Sean Lehigh right in the way of the ball, and so Emery was off and running until the official deflected it back to the Delta Devils. Jumper from outside the right junction is missed by Dwayne Whitfield, and BYU on the rebound. Collinsworth top of the key to Emery left wing. 3, pulls, fires, in and out. And then Nate Austin sends Kylan Phillips flying as he tapped the ball out of bounds. It'll be MBSU basketball. 9-point lead for the Cougars. It stays with 10:28 to go here in Provo.
Yeah, good look. That one did everything it could to go in, just climbed out at the last second.
BYU's made 22 shots tonight, assists on 16 of those. Mississippi Valley State just 7 assists on 19 made field goals. On the angle right, Damian Young in from 18. Knocks it down. He's been good. 21 points for Damian Young. And without a single free throw, Emery drives in from 10, banks and scores. That's a scorer's shot. Nick Emery makes it 62-53. 9-point BYU lead, 9:55 to go here at the Marriott Center. Chase Fisher will check back in for BYU. Phillips, angle left. Damian Young, 21 for Young in this game. Right wing Phillips, free throw line extended. Searles goes low. The post feed's knocked away, taken away. BYU on the steal. Emery lobs early to Eights. Eights mid post left, turnaround jumper. Yes, oh, that's so nice. Jamal Eights turns around, shoots, and scores, and gives BYU the double-digit lead, 64-53. 4 points for Jamal, definitely part of his arsenal. That's a smooth-looking shot.
Yeah, and I like that they went to him because he knocked it away on the pass, so he created the turnover. Then Nick went right into him, let him do his thing.
Nick right into Searles, who releases to Phillips near the timeline. 10-second shot clock, 9:05 game clock. A driving kick by Phillips to Searles, and the three-pointer is good. Left corner, Rashawn Searles' second three. MBSU hanging in, down 8, 64-56. Collinsworth to Emery right wing. They get 2 on him. They go low to Jamal. Jamal right beneath the hoop, takes a hit and missed it, but he'll get 2 free throws out of it. Team foul number 7 on MBSU. That's Damian Young picking it up. So that's 2 on Young and 7 now against the Delta Devils. So BYU's in the bonus. This will be a shooting foul. Jamal gets 2. He's already 2-for-2 from the free throw line here tonight. Jamal back to the line. misses the free throw. Came in two tonight, just one of five at the free throw line. Made his first two and now misses here. He's got 4 points on the evening. Collinsworth checks out. Fisher back in. So it's Fisher. Let's call Emery with Fisher, Chapman, Eights, and Austin.
Devils 5 of 6 from 3 in the second half. If my numbers add up correctly, that's pretty good shooting for these guys coming after the second. Not bad in the first. 4 of 10. Jamal hits that one.
BYU's been outscored by 3 after halftime, 25-22. The score now is a 9-point lead for BYU, 65-56, 8:40 to play here at the Marriott Center. Belmont in town on Saturday, then 3 straight in-state games for BYU. Kylan Phillips on the BYU Oval Y logo with a right-hand bounce near the timeline. MBSU flattens things out on the baseline, and their nearest teammate is 40 feet away. Now Phillips drives into and just inside the perimeter. Long jumper missed, rebounded by Austin. Quick outlet, Fisher. Fisher front court right. Takes to the top, picks up his dribble, bounces to Austin. They close out on Austin. Lobs low to Jamal. Jamal sees a double team, blocked out of his hands, and out of bounds with 8:09 to play and a 19-second shot clock. BYU by 9, 65-56, Cougar basketball. Beneath the basket to the left of the BYU standard. Right beneath the hoop. BYU up and in to make an 11-point game. Off the inbounds. Angle left. Basha Vaughn. Nick Emery scored that last bucket. 17 points for Emery. And timeout on the floor. 7:52 to go. And BYU's up 11, 67-56 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a just as you sit down to watch the game, your wife asks you to hang the drapes, but then says, never mind, because she doesn't like the color kind of close shave.
Mid-post left turnaround jumper. Mid-post left turnaround jumper. Yes,
and it's all
so
about
nice.
The mustache and a clean jawline.
Turns around, shoots, and scores.
And a razor.
Start mid-post left turnaround jumper.
And you could win fabulous presents. Go to
Movember.com
for details.
Jamal Hayes turns around, shoots, and scores.
For you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right. Then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw?
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers into sauce?
Game time dunk!
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time, go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. Basketball season is a great time of year. As BYU fans, we love seeing the Cougs back on the court. We expect seeing injuries on the basketball court, but occasionally, injuries become part of our lives off the court. If you've been injured in an accident, we know what you're going through. We'd love to talk to you about your situation and help you better understand what you're up against. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com and get the answers you deserve. We'll give it to you straight. Go Cougs!
Leon Wall in the IMG Network Studios. Weber State beats Murray State in the Gulf Coast Showcase Championship game, 75-59. Wildcats guard Jeremy Singlin, 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists in this game. In the Maui Invitational Championship game, Vanderbilt, 19th-ranked team in the nation, leading 5th-ranked Kansas, 18-12. Now back to Greg and Mark at the Marriott Center.
7:52 to play here in Provo. Cleon, thank you. BYU 67 and MBSU 56. BYU led by 17 points from Nick Emery to go along with 6 assists.
A nice little inbound play to Emery. They like going to him on that baseline inbound and able to finish and get a big bucket. I mean, every bucket is more important than we anticipated as Mississippi Valley State sticking in with the Cougars.
Damian Young on the right wing, working on a 21-point night. Bechavon skip pass from right corner to left corner. Missed three by Williams. Karam brought down by Nate Austin. BYU down four with Chapman. 3-point land left. Turns it over on the feed for Eights. Here comes MBSU the other way. Kylan Phillips stops at the right block, backs it out to the corner, and goes right wing to Damian Young. 7:20 to play in Provo. BYU lead 11, 67-56. Young on the center logo. Left wing Isaac Williams holds it between his knees, takes it top of the key, and cycled from Phillips to Young at the far sideline. A jump pass to Bechevon, base right. Straight away Williams. Touch pass to Phillips. Left wing three is strong. Rebounded by MBSU. Beneath the basket, Vaughn. Vaughn up and in to make it a single-digit game again. 67-58. Bechevon with his first field goal of the night. Eights up high, angle right, chase, three, nope, rimmed out. And we've got a loose ball foul on Jamal Eights. That'll be team foul number three against BYU. To seven for MBSU, Davis and Collinsworth checking back in a nine-point game, 67-58 with 6:46 to play at the Marriott Center. Eights will check out. Jamal leaves on 5 points, including three of four at the free throw line, one of two field goals, a single rebound. Couple of fouls for Jamal. Austin will check out. Kafusi in. Davis came in for eights, and Collinsworth is also in the game for Chapman.
Starting lineup back in, so they can build up a little bit more of a cushion here as it's starting to tighten up. Just 6 minutes, 37 seconds.
9-point lead for BYU. Kylan Phillips just rocks a dribble in the center oval. They don't mind taking this thing late in the clock if they can hang in single digits here. Damian Young on 21 points takes to the bump. Right corner, Isaac Williams. Cut off by Chase Fisher, right corner. They put it on the perimeter right to Phillips. Gets into the painted area. Blocked by Kafusi on the end line. And the shot clock expires as Phillips scooped, tried to score. And Bronson Kafusi had other ideas. Another block shot for Bronson. I believe that's three. I call him Bronson, Corbin Kafusi. Been a while since I've done that. Corbin Kafusi on the block shot, 67-58.
It's quite a unique brotherhood there that they can be so dominant in different sports.
Kyle Davis, base right to Kyle Collinsworth. Collinsworth, double team, chases open for three. Takes it, misses it, air ball.
Close. Hope he's trying to draw a foul. He kind of stuck his hip out a little bit, but the defender really wasn't that close.
5:59 to play, and 67-58 is the score. BYU leads it by nine. Corbin Kafusi, 11 points, 3 rebounds, 3 block shots. Bronson getting some free air time tonight, and his brother
deserves it, man. He's been awesome.
We'll hear from Bronson in a few days in Logan. Cougar football on Saturday afternoon. 1:30 kick, BYU and Utah State, followed by more BYU basketball, BYU and Belmont. MBSU basketball, 8-second shot clock. Kylan Phillips, top of the key. Takes Emery to the paint, takes an extra step. Blocked off the window by Corbin Kafusi. Block number four, close to a goaltend. Give the block to Corbin. Chase Fisher, front court left. Kyle, top of the key, to the right junction. Low to Kafusi, fouled on his way up. He'll get two free throws. With 5:20 to play, BYU's lead 9, 67-58. And Corbin Kafusi to the free throw line for two. He's on his third straight double-figure scoring game. 11 points tonight, 3 rebounds, 4 block shots.
Call him the windshield wiper. He's just sweeping that, cleaning that glass every time. And they get late in the shot clock, so he knows he's not going to pass it. He goes up and times it, knocks it away.
Free throw missed. The 4 block shots from Kafusi tie a career high. BYU fans are number one. That's why they deserve a close, comfortable shave with Barbasol. Close shave, Cougars. Close shave, Barbasol. 5:20 to play in Provo. 67-58, BYU by 9. Second by Corbin is good. So 1-for-2 on the trip, 12 for Kafusi. Corbin's career high in scoring is 17. 10-point game, 68-58. Cougars in front. 5 minutes to go here at the Marriott Center. Mississippi Valley State with Michael Matlock on the bump. Hands off to Marcus Romain. Romain will back it up toward the center stripe. 10-second shot clock, 5-minute game clock, and Marcus Romain has Emery chasing him down the lane. Kafusi gets his hand in the air, and an offensive foul is called on the driver who is going to run into Kafusi, who drew the charge. One of the smaller players down.
I think Davis got it. He was there and on his bum. So.
And then they reversed the call to call Davis on the block.
Must have said he was in the circle because that would be the only reason to reverse that.
Yeah, originally called a charge, changed to a block. Non-shooting foul, team foul number four against BYU. I'm not going to say he was in the act, so they're going to give him shots on this one. So Marcus Romain will shoot two and miss badly on number one. He's now 2 of 3 at the free throw line. 8 points for Romain. .455 to play at the Marriott Center, and BYU's lead 10 at 68-58. Second free throw is made by Romaine. So one of two for him. 68-59. Those are the first free throws of the second half for the Delta Devils. Chase Fisher, 25 feet away right side. Goes three-point range to Nick. Nick will pull and fire. Miss from three. Davis and Collinsworth both had the rebound. They knock each other off the ball. And here come the Delta Devils the other way. Almost get the giveaway, but it rolls off the foot of Young to Searles, who scores the jumper. He's got eight. It's a seven-point game with 4.5 to play here at the Marriott Center. Davis, top of the key, goes low to Kafuzi, who seals and misses the lay-in, gets the rebound, puts it back up, and is blocked. He's fouled. He'll get two free throws. That was a point-blank miss. I'm not sure how it came back to him, but he'll get two more freebies with 4:21 to play, and BYU up seven at 68-61.
A strange miss. That's his best look tonight, but he might have been thinking, expecting to get hit, waiting for the contact, never came, and just kind of short-armed it.
Free throw by Corbin. Missed.
It's getting very interesting here as BYU struggling to get more than one point every time down, and Mississippi Valley State just continues to knock down shots.
Two misses. Rebound Searles.
Two for six for Corbin.
68-61. The BYU leads seven. 4:10 to play here in Provo. Unusual game, this one. BYU never able to really pull away from the Delta Devils. Hot three-point shooting from Damian Young in the second half. Got them off on the right foot as Latrell Love seals Kafuzi, who got a little aggressive on the defense. And he's got 13, does Love. It's a five-point game with 3:52 to go in Provo. You do not want to mess around late with this team. Nick Emery to Collinsworth in the paint. Goes hard. He's hit. He'll get free throws on a 10-4 Delta Devil run. BYU back to the free throw line after this. 3:45 to play in Provo. Cougars 68, Delta Devils 63 on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing. We'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bomb.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple.
Bronson Kafuzi had other ideas, another block shot for Bronson. I believe that's three.
Welcome back to BYU Basketball. Let's head back to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
BYU Basketball is sponsored in part by Smith's Market Fresh Groceries. Fresh food for your family and fuel for your vehicle. Low prices, Market Fresh at Smith's. 3:45 to play. We're inside BYU's Marriott Center where the Cougars have an eight-game win streak dating back to last season. And the upstart Delta Devils of Mississippi Valley State are hanging right with BYU to the very end here, at least to this point. 68-63 is the score.
Now, BYU was cruising in that first half, I think up 17 maybe, and they hit that three right at the end of the half, and then we're on fire, especially Young to start the half, and just we're back in the game. That gave other guys confidence. They love down low. He's been hard to stop, and just gave them the confidence they need to know that they can play with BYU, and they're certainly doing that.
As we come back in, free throws for Kyle Collinsworth. He makes the first one. BYU now 4 for 10 at the free throw line here in the second half. 69-63. The Cougar leads 6. Another one for Kyle. Makes it. He's got 10 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. MBSU basketball in front court. Rashawn Searles near the timeline. That's the 69th double-figure scoring game for Kyle Collinsworth as Damian Young misses the three, and the rebound by Matlock is put back up, and he's fouled.
Again, Davis Fisher fighting for the rebound. Knock it to a Delta Devil. Just guys, multiple guys going for the rebounds and can't corral it. Ends up falling right to the green team.
As mentioned a moment ago, Collinsworth now 69 double-figure scoring games, tied with Andy Toulson for 16th all-time at BYU in that category. Michael Matlock, who's 2-for-2 at the free throw line, gets 2 free throws here and misses number one badly. 4 points for Matlock, 7-point game, 70-63 with 3:28 to go. BYU looking to go 3-1. Second free throw missed by Matlock. He's 0-for-2 on the trip. BYU's wins will have been against lowly regarded teams, but the schedule picks up starting Saturday against Belmont. Kyle Davis, slight angle right, outside the perimeter to Emery. Emery to Fisher, dribbles into a three that's blocked. And on the end line, off the Delta Devils, it'll stay BYU basketball. Chase Fisher now 3-for-10 at the three-point line. The three-point shot is not happening for him early in this season, and he'll have a seat.
Well, he's had some luck getting in the post to Kyle. Go back to that. They're trying to, and Chase forced that three up.
BYU 1 for its last 7 from the field, 0 for its last 5. A turnover on the entry feed from Davis to Collinsworth. 70-63, BYU gives it away. Delta Devils in front court, under 3 to play. A monumental result if Valley were to somehow get out of here with a win. But they've got a hill to climb here. Down 7 with 2:45 to play. Driving is Romaine. Romaine leans in with contact. A shot not even close. Into the hands of Nate Austin. Never got to the rim. Hands to Collinsworth and BYU in front court. Kyle on the arc right side. Takes it base right. Stops at the right block. Pirouettes and sends out to Emery. Touch pass Celius. 3. Nope. Too long. Rebound. Out of bounds off of the Valley. BYU basketball with 2:28 to play. 4 coming in, 4 checking out for Coach Andre Payne late in this one. 2:28 to go, and BYU's lead 7 at 70-63. 17 for Emery. Only 4 coming here in the second half.
You know, that's crazy to go 4 new guys with 2.5 minutes.
Collinsworth from the right baseline sends in. There's a holding foul. It'll be free throws for BYU. Vaishavon picks it up. Team foul, number 10. So it's a double bonus situation. 2 shots for BYU, leading it by 9, 70-63. I think it'll be Davis taking him. Davis at the free throw line, 9 points, 5 rebounds. Davis coming in 2 tonight, averaging 12 points and 13 rebounds. KD for 2, BYU up 9. Miss. BYU basketball, sponsored by Deseret First Credit Union, serving the LDS community since 1955. BYU got off to an 8-for-9 start at the free throw line. And here in the second half are 5-for-12. So the percentage is 62% for the night, and that'll tick up a little bit as Davis makes a second of 2. 71-63, the BYU lead 8, 2:20 to go. MBSU in front court, top of the key, Matlock to the paint, Latrell Love pivoting away from Austin, forces up a crazy shot that's rebounded by Zach Celius. Zach to Collinsworth, and Kyle to front court, stops on the bump and backs it out toward the timeline. Gets a play call from Terry Nashif, and then Celius fumbles into back court, and that's over and back for BYU, another turnover. 13th BYU turnover for BYU.
Claiming that was knocked away by a Delta Devil, and then falling on deaf ears.
Damian Young will send in with 1:58 to play in BYU's lead, single digits at 8, 71-63. The Cougars led at the break by a dozen. It got under 10 pretty quickly from Damian Young, and it stayed there the entire half. Michael Matlock, three-point land left. Not a lot of time for this team. Down 8, 1:45 to go. Phillips on a 15-second shot clock. These guys got to go here. They want to have any shot in this game. Damian Young rocks a dribble near the timeline. Left wing three by Williams is good. It's a swish home by Isaac Williams, his first points of the game, and they come late with 93 seconds to go. It's a five-point game, 71-66. Timeout called by BYU. 30-second timeout. We'll stick right here with it. Isaac Williams for three, and he swishes it home. Because this team has more threes tonight. It's MVSU on 50% three-point shooting, 9 of 18, BYU 7 for 24. The Delta Devils came into this building shooting 26% from the arc and 32% from the field. They're at 42% from the field and at 50% from the arc in this one.
Young, especially, has been spectacular, but you got to do a better job defensively than Greg. You know you're getting late in the shot clock. They don't have a lot of time to do anything. Kyle Davis has got to be talking to his guard that there's a back screen coming from him. They just do a little bit of flare. That's inexcusable late in the clock like that to get an open look from the three-point line.
BYU basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 25 years. Sixth time here in the second half. The Delta Devils have cut the lead to five. It's at five right now. And another turnover. No save by Emery in the left corner. Great play by Nick to keep it alive in BYU's favor. 1:15 to go. 15-second shot clock. Collins were double-teamed at the far sideline. Has to get rid of the ball, and timeout is called by the Cougars. They'll take 30 seconds to talk it over. 73 seconds to play, and BYU's lead five. It's 71-66. 30-second break, so we'll keep it here at the Marriott Center. This MVSU team came into tonight 347th of 351 teams in offensive efficiency. And they've been much better than that number here tonight. MVSU's points per possession number, not outlandish. It's 0.957 right now. You want to be, you know, one or above, but they've been good enough to hang with BYU most of the night. BYU shooting 46%, the Delta Devils 42, and the lead is 5 at 71-66.
They'll play out this defensive possession, only 11 seconds left, but then they're going to may have to start fouling, and that means BYU's going to have to make some free throws, and it's been a struggle. They were 8 for 9 in the first half, but falling down to 14 of 22 for the game.
BYU basketball, far sideline, Emery into Collinsworth, under 10 on the shot clock, 1:10 on the game clock. A nice move by Kyle to get low. Ascend in the corner, Nick, and misses the three, but an offensive rebound by Kyle Davis and a reset.
Don't need to hurry.
Got a foul. No. Emery drives, and he charges.
Not smart.
A turnover. Tajay Henry draws the charge. Only 3 seconds into the shot clock, and Nick Emery takes it into the paint hard and turns it over. With a new shot clock, you're going to force the Delta Devils to foul you. Instead, the Cougars give the ball back. And this could be a one-possession game if the Delta Devils convert here with 101 to play. BYU 71, MVSU 66.
That's a big mistake from Nick Emery. Just you thought he had an opening, and you're not thinking like that. But unless you have a layup, you've got to bring that out and use up clock.
BYU fans to their feet. Delta Devils basketball with 55 seconds to go, down five. Three-pointer by Williams is short. The rebound, Collinsworth, hands to Emery beneath the basket. They've got a leaker. It's Davis, takes the long pass, and KD gets it home, and that should do it. 73-66 with 40 seconds to play. Timeout, MVSU.
A great hustling rebound from Collinsworth, who still looks like he's ailing. He's able to find Emery, who rips it away from his man, and then Kyle had released, and you found him, and puts an exclamation point on this game.
So BYU huddling in front of us, and Collinsworth continues to grimace, and he's done it a few times tonight. He's not well right now. He looks a little banged up. Full timeout will break. 40 seconds to go. BYU 73. Oh, we're going to stay right here with it at 73-66 and 40.8 seconds to play. BYU leading MVSU. As the Cougars take a seat, as do the Delta Devils. Four Cougars in double figures here tonight. Emery 17. Kafusi and Davis 12 apiece. Collinsworth 11. Leading rebounders Collinsworth and Austin 7 apiece. Leading assist man Emery with 7. And those 7 assists for Nick Emery are a new career high. Previous high was 6 set in the last game against Adams State.
Well, I think the Devils can take their pick on who they want to foul here. I don't think it matters. Maybe Nick Emery, and he's only shooting 50%. I think he's only shot a couple. I think he's probably your best free throw shooter. Might want to get the ball in his hands.
MBSU basketball, far sideline. Kylan Phillips will send in. Counts at four. Gets it into Damian Young near the timeline. Damian, top of the key. Takes Collinsworth down the lane. And lays it up in and over Kyle's outstretched hand. Damian Young scores it. 24 for Damian Young. And then fouled in backcourt is Emery with 33 seconds to go. BYU by 5, 73-68. And Nick Emery will go to the free throw line for 2 on a 17-point night. Hasn't taken a free throw tonight. 17 points, 2 rebounds, game-high 7 assists for Emery. He's at the stripe.
What a night for Young. 9 for 11, 6 of 7 from 3. He took one of the better defenders, Kyle, from the 3-point line all the way to the hoop. That's terrific.
Emery on 50% free throw shooting this season, limited attempts, makes the first of 2, 18 points for Nick. So a 20-point night and maybe a 19-point night for Nick Emery in back-to-back games early in his freshman campaign. 33 seconds on the game clock and a full shot clock coming up for the Delta Devils as Emery misses the second of 2. 6-point game, 74-68, stays a 2-possession game. Damian Young in front court, long 3, missed it. Rebound, Kyle Davis, would have made it a 1-score game. And KD is fouled by Isaac Williams, and KD will shoot 2 at the other end. Shot clock off, 23.6 to go. And BYU's lead is 6. They're probably going to have enough to get this one done. But the Delta Devils hung tough, and they should be proud about the effort at the end of a 4-game road swing and a 5th straight road game to open the year for MVSU.
You know, I know Young was a long way out there, Greg, but if guy's 6 for 7 from 3, you better get out there. Once he crosses half court and give an open look, even if it is from Jimmer range, I didn't like that at all.
BYU by 6 as Davis misses the free throw. And BYU is now 15 for 25, 60% at the free throw line tonight.
Well, I think Davis, there's no reason for him not to be a better free throw shooter. He's got a nice stroke, but just can't seem to get it to go. But that one goes.
Second of 2 is good. BYU's lead is 7. Big make because it's now a 3-possession game. 23 seconds to go in the game. Kylan Phillips to the right junction. Dribbles hard toward the key. Picks it up on the block. Shoots over Collinsworth. Not a good idea. Kyle blocks it. Comes away with it. Hands off to Chapman, and BYU can bounce this one out. The Delta Devils will let them do it. 75-68, your final score. BYU wins over Mississippi Valley State. Post-game recap next on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Man, our offense was on fire tonight.
Right. We lit those guys up.